Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm pretty angry today, and I know I say that on this show a lot because there's a lot to be angry about in this country. There's a lot to be angry about right now. But I'm very angry because a few days ago, I heard our President of the United States basically tell 80-plus million people that not only did he not respect them, but they were semi-fascist. Half of America, some 80 million people, you're all semi-fascist. I don't respect you. This is the great unifier. This is the man who said we all have to come together. Yes, we all have to come together as long as we do everything you say without question and follow every rule that your administration wants us to. Then we'll all come together. But that, my friend, is a dictatorship. So I wanted to examine on today's show, really, who are the fascists? And if you know the definition of fascism, then you know that it usually involves a centralized authority that's controlled by a dictator. Well, let's talk about that. So they say Donald Trump was leading a semi-fascist movement. That means he would have had to be a centralized authority controlled by a dictator. So he had to be the dictator, right? So what I want to examine is, how many dictators do you know that would allow these crazed individuals that rioted all through the George Floyd riots to not be met with the ultimate resistance of the National Guard? Oh, a dictator would take them off the street in seconds. You think that's going to happen in China? Point at CNN and MSNBC and say fake news. He'd have them arrested. That's what dictators do. Tell you something else dictators do. Dictators set rules that only a select amount of people, not the majority, want, and force you to follow them. Dictators tell you what you can drive. Dictators tell you what you can have in your home as far as a weapon is concerned. Dictators tell you what you can eat. Dictators tell you where you can work, how you should live. They don't tell you to be independent of government, live the best life you can, and succeed without government's help. That's not what a dictator does. So who's more dictator-like? You know, again, yes, we have people in the chat room saying, did he not say he wanted to be the president of the people who didn't vote for him, as well as the people who voted for him? You knew that was a lie the minute he said it. You know, though, the interesting thing is all those people who did not vote for Donald Trump, which was many people in the African-American community, women's groups, Donald Trump did more for you than he did for some people who voted for him. Ask yourself what Joe Biden's done for you lately. He's actually given positions of authority to people who won't even be able to define what a woman is. So if you're a woman, you're undefinable. I can be a woman tomorrow. You're not special. I'll just put on a dress and a wig and say I'm a woman, and you better acknowledge me and all of my experiences as a woman. And your experiences mean nothing. I'll tell you something else that fascism does. It violently suppresses opposition. Where was the violent suppression of opposition under Donald Trump? Did Donald Trump have a MAGA Antifa? No. Oh, you're going to say Proud Boys. Well, when did the Proud Boys ever actually just take to the streets and start beating people with ball bats? Because and kicking them and punching them and knocking them to the ground because they don't agree with them politically. I didn't see one of those. And you'd see them all over CNN and MSNBC if it happened. You're going to say, well, the insurrection, we'll talk about the insurrection in a minute. Proud Boys didn't have rallies where they said, here's people who don't agree with us, get them. You want me to show you some of the Antifa riots? Do you want me to show you an Antifa riot where a mob of young men and women chased a woman, young woman, in maybe in her late 20s, early 30s, chased a young woman who was pushing a baby in a stroller, knocked her to the ground, and tipped over the stroller with the child in it? Is that normal? Do you think that's normal? Do you want to live in a world like that where those people aren't punished? Those are heroes. Those are your heroes. Those are literally fascists. Literally, by absolute literal definition, Antifa is fascists. And it's so funny that they call themselves anti-fascists. Anti-fascists would not support doing anything close to that. I've just read you the definition of violent suppression of opposition. Does that sound like Antifa to you? Because it sounds like Antifa to me. And the last time I checked, Donald Trump wasn't in charge of Antifa. The left was. Something else fascists do on a regular basis, they control all the media, or as much of it as they can. No one's ever going to be able to control 100% because there are independent media. There's always going to be one opposing voice, but they try as hard as they can. We know for a fact, ladies and gentlemen, this isn't speculation. What I'm about to tell you is not my opinion. We know for a fact that MSNBC, CNN, and some of the other left-wing news sources get their talking points directly from the government, the left-wing government. You know how we know that? Because they use the exact same word. The chances of 15 or 16 reporters phrasing something in the exact same way, using the exact same words, it's pretty much zero. And yet here are those words they have to use. You must use this word. You must use that word when you describe it. And you've heard it time and time again. You've seen those clips where they show 30 different reporters saying the exact same phrase. Where do you think that phrase came from? All of those news writers just happened to have the same idea at the same time and said this particular sentence should be said on air. And, oh, it's such a coincidence, everybody said that particular sentence. Or was it that that was the talking points that they were ordered to stress? So who controls the media? Who has control over that media that's lied to you time and time again? I always tell people, I always make this analogy. If you have a son or a daughter, or if you're younger and you just have a girlfriend or boyfriend, if you caught them in a lie, you may still trust them. If you caught them in 35, would you still say, I believe every word they say, whatever they say is the truth? Or would you say, I have to take everything they say with a grain of salt, because they have been caught so many times lying, I can't really trust them? Well, how many times has CNN been caught lying? Hundreds. Same with MSNBC. Hundreds of times. But you're still supposed to trust them. How dare you question them? That would be opposition. And do you know what we do to opposition? Well, we have a violent suppression of opposition. You don't want to You don't want to meet the guys with the black masks on, do you? Because they may know where you live. They may dox you. They may go online and say, you know, Marcus Kane lives at such and such, such and such. Wouldn't it be a shame if people showed up at his house and harassed him? That's not fascism. That's not violent suppression of opposing voices. That's not telling people come and cause a stir to shut him up. They did that to lots of people. Lots of people. Oh, but it's just a protest. A protest against what? I could see you protesting outside a police barracks if there was an incident of police violence. I could see you protesting outside a political organization if there's a problem with politics or city hall. You don't go to somebody's house because their opinion is different than you. I don't go to my neighbor's house if he has a Biden sign on his lawn and start yelling and screaming at him when he's coming out of his house and scare his children and wife. Why would I do that? I'm not afraid of his opposing a viewpoint. Why are you afraid of mine? Well, the simple answer is because the opposing viewpoint makes sense. And you realize that if people hear the opposing viewpoint, intelligent people will say, you know, that has a ring of truth to it. I know what MSNBC said, and I know what CNN said, and Brian Seltzer and all these other idiots said. But you know what that guy said does ring true. Oh, you can't have that. You can only listen to us. CNN said the quiet part out loud and said we should be the ones who dictate what you think. That's what they said. They said it out loud on the air. But no, the government doesn't control the media here. They're free to say whatever they want. They just all happen to say the same thing at the same time. Amazing. Just amazing. Another thing that a lot of fascist regimes do is they control business. Can't independently start a business, because if you do, you have freedom from them. You have an independence, and they don't want that, that you need to be reliant. Because how are they ever going to get you to vote for them if you're not reliant? Now, not 25 minutes ago, I went back because I remembered I heard this somewhere. And I watched an interview with some young African Americans. This was way back when Trump was running for re-election. And they asked these young African Americans, and again, these are not elderly African Americans. These are not infirmed in any way African Americans. These young guys. Laughing, joking, raising hell. Are you likely to vote for Trump? Oh, no. God, no, absolutely not. Well, what's the main reason? Because he's going to take away the free money. What do you need free money for? You're a young, strapping man who can go to work. You don't need free money, but you want free money. And you know why? Because it becomes addictive. You sit home for a while, like you did during the lockdowns, which we'll get to, and you say, this feels pretty good. I can hang out with my friends on the street. I can go skateboarding all day. I can watch TV. I can play video games. I can garden. I can pursue my career as an interpretive dance performer. And I'll just wait for the check in the mail. And all I have to do is vote for this person? Gee, that seems like a fair trade-off. I mean, this other mean, horrible person is telling me, go to work. Earn your way in this country. Be somebody. I'm giving you the opportunity. The other person is saying, free candy, get in the van. And a lot of people got in the van. Because a lot of people want free candy. It's what a fascist regime does. Makes you reliant upon them and makes you think they're the good guys. to laugh when Joe Biden says, oh, they're semi-fascist. In what way? Because we want independence from big government? Because we want lower prices in the supermarket, lower prices in the gas pumps? We're the semi-fascists. When all we really want is for every single one of you people listening to the sound of my voice to have an opportunity in this country to live well and pursue a dream and have a good job. Work hard and get ahead. Not lay around and get ahead and get fat off big government money. See, that's how everybody goes wrong. And they don't understand it. But that's how everybody goes wrong. They get drunk on the I don't have to do anything. You often wonder, how does the mob recruit these people who do these horrible things? Because you don't have to do anything. Here's a whole bundle of money. You don't even have to do anything for me right now. Later on, I may have something for you to do. You may have to drive a car somewhere and look the other way of what's going on in the trunk. You may have to do a favor. You may have to do whatever. But just remember this, you're indebted to me. And the money keeps rolling in, and you say, well, this is a wonderful life. I don't do nothing. And I get bags full of money. Then eventually you're going to have to do something. Well, guess what the Democrats and the liberals want you to do? Vote for them forever. And we'll give you things. What do you think this student loan forgiveness is? And why do you think it has just come out now during the midterms? This is technically a bribe. This is all you young people get out to the polls and we'll forgive your student debt loan. That would be the same thing as if I stood out in front of a polling place saying, I'll give you $100 to vote the way I ask you to. I'd be arrested. I'd be thrown in jail for election tampering by an election. Well, that's exactly what the Democrats are trying to do. We'll give you more free candy. All of you people who willingly signed a contract saying you'll pay off your student debt, we'll forgive it if you just fill in that little box for the D. That's a bribe, folks. That's blatant election interference under the guise of policy. Boy, a really well-timed policy. How about if Donald Trump, who's a zillionaire, said, you know what? Vote for me in 2024, and I'll give everybody $100,000 eventually over the course of the next 4 years. They'd put him in jail, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. But it's okay for Joe Biden to do it. It's okay for Joe Biden to bribe the college-age kids. Get out to those polls, college-age kids, and we'll forgive your student loan. Well, what about the people who paid their student loan? What about the people who took two jobs, busted their ass, went through college because they wanted to do the right thing? And they said, yeah, this was a horrible experience. I had to work two jobs. I barely got any sleep. I had to study when I could, but I did it, and I feel accomplished. And then you find out, oh, all these slackers who did nothing? Yeah, they're getting theirs free. You had to pay for yours. How do you think that makes them feel? So does that make you feel like you should do the right thing or you should do the wrong thing? Does that make you feel like when you sign a piece of paper saying, I will pay a loan, that you're serious? Or does it make it you feel like if you sign a piece of paper for a loan, Big Daddy will help me out if I don't want to pay it? You want to pay my car loan? You want to pay my mortgage? You want to pay whatever? Oh, no, no, no. You see, the first lesson we're going to teach college kids is, you don't have to honor your contracts, because if you don't feel like it, we'll just take the money from other people who didn't go to college. We'll just take the money from them and pay off your debt, as long as you vote for us. Doesn't that sound a little bit like fascism to you? Then the next thing the fascists do is they demonize all opposing voices. They don't say, we understand there's people who disagree with us, and we understand that intelligent, good people can disagree. However, we feel this is the best policies and our way to go, and we are currently in power, and the American people will have to decide for themselves at the voting booth if what we're doing is correct. If they feel that way, they'll vote for us. If they don't feel that way, then they won't. And thus is America. No, that's not what they're doing. They're saying the opposite side is evil people, terrible, horrible people. What did Joe Biden say himself? I have no respect for them. You have no respect for them, and you're the president of the United States of America. This alone should force him to step down, because he has absolutely just said, I do not respect half of the people I represent. But you'll take our tax money to pay for things, won't you, Joe? I also want to mention that Joe Biden said probably the stupidest thing I've ever heard anyone say, presidential or not. Joe Biden said, and I quote, I've heard this argument about gun rights where they say, well, it's not about hunting. It's about protecting ourselves from the government. Well, I got news. You're going to need a lot more than an AK-57 if you got to protect yourself from the government, because you're not going to be protected from the government when we have fighter jets and everything else. So what are you suggesting, Joe, that if push comes to shove, you'll use fighter jets on the American people? And how asinine a suggestion is that anyway? Because of course, then if that's our right and you're taking it away because you say, well, your AK-47 does not surpass my fighter jet, neither does any of our other freedoms. You're going to take them all away. Makes no sense. And by the way, while you're saying you can't give guns to people like that because it won't help fight the government when we got planes, you send them all to Ukraine. And telling the people, rise up against the Russians. Well, they got planes too, Joe. How come you're sending guns then? If the guns don't help, how come you're sending them? This is a man who has no idea what he's talking about. None. Zero. Zilch. He is the figurehead of a shadow government controlled by several people, probably Ron Klain and Suzanne Rice and a few other people. Those are your presidents. Those are your decision makers. Joe is the suit. And that's another fascist type thing. We have our figurehead. But behind the scenes, we have the shadow government. Yeah, of course you do. You see, the Democrats have this really, really unique habit, especially liberal, far, far, far left liberals. They will accuse you of what they're doing. They're like the guy who says, my girlfriend's cheating on me. I just know my girlfriend's cheating on me, and keeps asking her if she's cheating on him because he's cheating on her. So he feels guilty, and he's actually, mirroring that guilt. I'm cheating on her, so she's probably cheating on me. This is what the Democrats are doing. Oh, you're fascist. You're this. You're that. No, you are. And you know you are. So you're manifesting that by blaming us. That's what you do constantly. I bet you Donald Trump's in with the Russians. Oh, it was you who was in with the Russians. How very interesting. Here you are paying Russian sources for disinformation on Donald Trump to make it look like he's a Russian spy. Oh, and by the way, another thing the fascists do is they use their highest form of criminal investigation organizations to ward off political threats. What do you think just happened in Mar-a-Lago? We have just seen a picture that the FBI took of what they consider super classified documents laying on a floor in Donald Trump's office. Number one, if they're so super classified, how come you're taking a picture of it and posting it? That's an interesting question. They were all found in boxes, so why'd you lay them on the floor? Why'd you lay them on the floor to make it look like these were just laying around on the floor? And by the way, they weren't even in Donald Trump's office. They were in a safe downstairs. Why did you take documents, bring them into an office, lay them on the floor, and take pictures of them? Because you wanted the perception to be Donald Trump had top secret classified documents just lying around on the floor. in his office that anyone could pick up. But when Hillary Clinton had him on a server where anyone in the world, a high school kid, could hack into it, that's no big deal. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see. And then they contradict themselves. And they say, well, Donald Trump says he declassified them, but he did not. He did not declassify them because we revoked the declassification. Well, you can't do that. There's a law that says you get to revoke a president's declassification. He can declassify whatever he wants. But then, you know, it doesn't matter. Well, if it doesn't matter, then why are you arguing whether he declassified them or not? All you'd have to say is it doesn't matter. So you revealed yourself right there. You revealed that this is a witch hunt because you talked out of both sides of your face. One side of your face is saying it doesn't matter. And then the other side of your face is saying, we revoked that right. Well, you didn't have to revoke it if it doesn't matter. So therefore, you've just revealed the game. And the game is stop him from running for office. Stop any political opposition that may threaten to overtake us. And that is fascism. So, folks, don't fall for this nonsense. Where's the fascism in the Trump regime? Where is it? Please explain it to me. Especially, you know what you do? Go down into Miami and talk to some of those people who lived under socialism and fascism and every other communism and everything else. And ask them, did it feel like fascism under Donald Trump? And be prepared for an earful, because they're going to tell you, no, it felt like freedom. This is starting to feel like fascism. This is starting to worry me. I saw an elderly Cuban man crying on television, crying, saying, we fled Cuba to avoid this horrible, horrible type of regime. And if the United States becomes it, there's no place left to run. You think that man knows more than some snot-nosed college kid who's getting his grant, his student loans paid for and has his finger up his butt thinking, I'm learning the right way. I'm smarter than my dad. I'm smarter than my uncle. I'm smarter than them because I got a college education. Let me tell you something, punk. You don't know the real world from applesauce. You're going to find out, though. And when you find out, it's going to be a shock to your system, my friend. Because the real world don't work like your professors say it does. And that brings me to my next point, which is indoctrination. Indoctrinate the youth with one side of the argument only, and only one side of it. And make sure there's no opposition to that. And eventually, if you drum it in their heads enough, they believe it. I've said on this show before, and I'll say it again. If I take a child who's just of learning age, and I tell him green is purple, and no one is allowed to tell him that green is not purple, then for the rest of his natural life, when people say that that's green, he's going to say that's purple. What's wrong with you people? It's not green. A plum is green. Grass is purple because that's all he knows. Well, that's what's happening in your high schools, even junior high schools now, and maybe even younger. In your high schools, junior high schools, and colleges, that's all that's happening is plain, blatant indoctrination. Don't believe me? Listen to this. In Kos Kob, Connecticut, wherever the hell that is, there is an assistant vice principal who admitted to Project Veritas, undercover, of course. We don't hire conservatives here. We don't hire anyone over 30. Because you see, people over 30, they were actually taught correctly in school. And they haven't been indoctrinated. So we don't hire anyone over 30. We don't hire any conservatives, and we won't hire any Catholics. And when asked why, he blatantly said, We want to push a liberal agenda as much as possible and get the youth to understand that our way is the right way. That's indoctrination. You should be arrested. It's brainwashing. That's not education. That's brainwashing. You're the same people who's telling the 8-year-old boy, don't you feel like a girl today? Wouldn't you like to try on a dress? Wouldn't you maybe at least want to try being a girl for a day? How dare you? You should all be in jail. And when the parents protest, this is the rich part. This is how you know it's true fascism. When parents say, that's my child, I don't want my child being taught that, you don't get to say what we teach. Down, shut up. As soon as that child enters this building, it's our child to do with what we like. Are you going to accept that? If you're a parent listening to me right now, are you going to accept that? If we want to drag your child to drag queen story hour and let him sit on the lap of a man who's dressed as a woman, we'll do it. And if you dare oppose us, you are a domestic terrorist, and Merrick Garland will be informed and the DOJ will come down on you. That doesn't sound like violent opposition to anybody who has an opposing viewpoint. That doesn't sound like fascism. Folks, they can't make it any plainer. They cannot make it any plainer. They've said that half this country, they detest, basically. They've said your children are not your children when they're at school. They're their children. They're telling you what you can drive. California just passed a thing saying, well, we're going to start banning the use of gasoline. So everybody's going to have to eventually buy a car. This is the same California, by the way, that said, don't run your air conditioners. It'll blow our grid. I want you all to take a little bit of research into electric cars. I'm not against them in the future. But right now it's impossible. People can't afford $5,000, $10,000 for a battery when a battery conks out. But let me ask you a further question about these electric cars. The lithium and all the other things that goes into making them that's required. Isn't it ironic that right now, if we wanted to pump our own oil, we would be energy independent like we were under Donald Trump and not rely on any country to buy one drop of oil from them, not a drop. Now, we might, just to ease up our supply, but we're under no obligation to do so. The lithium, the cobalt, the things that's needed to manufacture electric cars, we don't have any. We don't have any. You know who does? China. Amazing. Amazing. So why are we pushing so hard to manufacture a car where absolutely none of it, except maybe for the frame, is going to be built in the United States? Where's the jobs? Where's the jobs? You know who's going to get the jobs? 10-year-old kids are going to be mining out there and forced labor camps in China. Oh, but you care about humanitarian rights. I'm sure you do. You see some of them videos of them kids crying in the heat? Some of them digging with bare hands? The hell is wrong with you people? You don't care. The same thing with your Nike sneakers and your damn Apple phones, right? You don't give a damn if slave labor is making that. So spare me your ridiculous morality while you're sipping your Starbucks coffee on your Apple phone wearing your Nike sneakers, okay? But you don't want to know that. You don't want to know that at all. Because that might make you feel guilty about wearing them. And you can't feel guilty. You're a liberal. You're for the people. Well, maybe not the Chinese kids who are working 14 hours a day and crying every second of it, digging in their bare hands, forced labor camps. But, you know, everybody else, you're sympathetic to your college mates, your buddies in the liberal club. You're sympathetic to them. Also, It's reverse racism. That's what fascism basically is. You say, well, it's based on racist philosophies. And I heard somebody the other day, so I'm going to address them because the person said it to on television wasn't intelligent enough to actually rebut it. I heard a man say the reason African Americans cannot be racist, they can be, they can have prejudices, but they can't be racist. A black person could be prejudiced against a homosexual or somebody, but they can't be racist. And the reason they can't be racist against white people or Spanish people or anything else is because they have no power. He says, you see, racism is, prejudice is, I don't like you because you're black. Racism is, I don't like you because you're black, and therefore you don't get the job. Well, Einstein, how many organizations out there, how many businesses have minimum white people? Oh, we got to hire some more white people. That's what the law says. No, no, no. You often get the job whether you're skilled enough to have it or not, because there is a quota. We have to fulfill this quota. We have to have so many minorities, so many women. If we don't have that, then we're not woke. So this woman that just applied, and she's dumb as a brick, and she has little experience, she's going to have to get that job over that guy because that guy happened to be white. That's racism, Einstein. Where were you educated? Well, I should take that back. I know where you were educated, and I know why you think that. Because somewhere along the line, a professor told you that. And you said, isn't he wonderfully smart? He has found the exact difference between prejudice and racism. Racism is about power and control, and we don't like a certain race, so we won't hire them. Prejudice just about, I don't like your blue shirt today, your white shirt today. Incorrect. True racism is when you say we must have a quota because you people are so dumb, you people don't graduate with high marks that we have to give you some sort of a heads up. You could never really compete on the market with these wonderfully educated Caucasians. So we'll give you bonus points on your test, and we'll say we have to hire a certain amount of you, whether you're up to the task or not. That's not racism. If I were black, and I were told the only reason you're getting this job over this guy over here is because of your skin color, I would refuse it. Because that's insulting, and it's racist. And you're basically telling me, good thing you're black. We'd be giving you your walking papers and hiring, you know, this white guy over here. That's racism. I don't want the job under those circumstances. Why would I? Why would anybody? But you see, they have to tell you you're oppressed. Because true fascism is, the people are oppressed, and we're going to solve all your problems. The government is going to solve all your problems. Just keep giving us more power. We need a little more power. They got to keep telling you the rich people are the problem because they don't want the rich people. Because the rich people can rightfully oppose them. We need to shut their factories down. We need to make sure they can't be independent. They can't hire people without us telling them what to do. They don't want your mom-and-pop business. They don't want that at all. They want to control every single aspect of your existence. From the place that you live, they don't want you to own a house. Why do you think the government's buying up all this property? All over the United States of America, government's buying up property. They're not going to sell these houses. They're going to rent them. Because they don't want the people owning something. Owning is evil. Owning is terrible. Owning is selfish. Only the government can own it. And you'll just rent it from them. By the way, in California, I think it was about 20,000 XL customers decided, it's a little warm in here. Let me turn off my thermostat. And they found out we have no control over the thermostat. The government does. Got a big little message saying, by order of the government, national emergency, you can't turn on your central air. So now they're even going to tell you whether you can or cannot climate control your house. How much of this are you going to stand for? And then you're going to have a guy like Joe Biden stare you dead in the face and say you're the fascist because you want freedom? You want the freedom to drive the car you want. You want the freedom to open up a business and hope to succeed. You want the freedom to eat what you want. You want the freedom to have your house at 75 in the winter if you want and 65 in the summer if you want. You want the freedom to be able to go to school boards and say, I don't want my child being taught indoctrinated. I want my child to be educated. Let me tell you what the subtle difference is, because a lot of people are saying, well, there's no such thing as CRT, really. Nobody says, I got to go to CRT class third period. No, you're right. They just indoctrinate you slowly. You go to math class and they say, Officer Jones stopped 50 black people this month. He also stopped 10 white people. How much more of a percentage is Officer Jones unfairly inflicting upon the African-American community? See what I mean? You turn on, you can't get away from it. You turn on television, Disney, all these other places, they're indoctrinating your children. They want them as early as possible. 6, 7, 8, it's never too young to start poisoning the mind. That's not fascism. If I were a teacher, I would teach you the facts, and I would say you take those facts and you make of them what you will, because that's my job. My job is to teach you the truth, not to teach you my opinion. Simple as that. So if you come out of it with, I don't think Abraham Lincoln was really all that big of an American hero because, the slavery thing, he'd already said he was almost okay with the South that they wanted to keep. Okay, well, I gave you the facts. If you want to say that and you can back it up with some of the things that you were taught, fine. Other people want to say, no, he's absolute American hero. Fine. Because that's your determination after you get the facts. They don't want you to have it, not even with your medication. Now we find out that how many percentage of people 30 and under are having negative effects from this vaccine. And guess what they're doing now, folks? They're not even denying it now. Some of the people are coming out and saying, this is Trump's fault. He's the one who made this vaccine. He's the one who rushed these companies. We knew there could be trouble if we trusted that damn Donald Trump. Well, I recall Kamala Harris and Joe Biden both saying, I don't trust Donald Trump, and I will not take the vaccine until we thoroughly check it ourselves and our sources and our CDC come to the conclusion that it's safe. And guess what they did? They not only told the American people to take it, they forced you to. Go back and listen to Donald Trump when he said, I took the vaccine, and I think it's helpful, but you're going to have to make your own decisions. Is that a fascist? I want you to compare that. Is that a fascist compared to a man who says you will not work? You will be fired. You cannot go to school. You cannot go to a grocery store. You can't go anywhere unless you do exactly what I say. Which one's the fascist? Let's play, which one's the fascist? The man who says it's there if you want it. I think it's helpful. You come to your own conclusion with your doctor. Or the man who says, take it or you will not work. You will not be able to feed your family. You will not be able to go out in society. You will not be able to enjoy a concert or a ball game. You will not be able to ride on the subways. You will be an outcast from society. Some people even threatening we should put them in jail. If they refuse, put them in jail. Which is the fascist? It's not really hard. That should be a real easy question. But apparently, it's escaped Joe Biden. Like most of everything else has escaped Joe Biden. We can't possibly let people off the hook with $2 gasoline. Shut down all the pipelines. Go buy it from countries who hate us and wish us ill so they can use that money to further their war on us and heighten their terroristic activities. Don't pump it here. That would be too easy. And by the way, folks, they're not allowed to talk, but if you listen to some scientists and things, they're going to tell you electric cars are way worse for the environment than the gasoline engine cars. Oh, yes. There are some people out there saying we have the proof that these electric cars are far worse for the environment, because this has never been about the environment. This has been about who gets to manufacture these critical parts for these cars. Did you know there are cobalt mines all over Afghanistan? Amazing that we pulled out and left them in the hands of Al-Qaeda, right on the border of China. Amazing that Hunter Biden was able to sell some of those mines to guess who? China. To a firm that he was associated with. That's amazing. Isn't it just an amazing coincidence? And now we're being told if you in any way, shape, or form question anything the FBI does, you're a terrorist. You're a danger to society. Well, why should I not question what the FBI did? We found out that they forged documents to get a FISA warrant. We found out that their lawyers changed words on people's affidavits to get a FISA warrant. We found out all kinds of things about the FBI. We found out that James Comey was lying. We found out that several other people were talking back and forth saying, oh, well, you got to get Trump out of office. We can't allow Donald Trump to be the president. Well, I'm supposed to trust these people now? Why? Why am I supposed to trust these people? Why am I evil if I say, gee, it seems like there's an awful lot of prejudice slanted toward one man. I wonder if there could be some political bias going on at the FBI. How come I'm not allowed to ask that question without being called a terrorist, a threat? Because they don't stand up to scrutiny, folks. If you question their logic, it falls apart like a cardboard suitcase in the pouring rain. And they know it. So you're not allowed to question it. You obey. You keep your eyes closed. You don't ask questions. And if you do ask questions, you'll be labeled a terrorist. Because you are not complying to your government. A simple question was asked the other day. How come tennis player who wanted to play in a big tennis tournament here could not fly into this country because he was unvaccinated, but you're letting literally hundreds of thousands of unvaccinated people into this country daily? You know what they said? The same thing. Not the same thing at all. Why isn't it? One person versus 100,000. You're right, it's not the same thing. It's 100,000 times worse. Oh, well, we can't violate their civil rights by telling them they have to. Ah, but you can him, right? Once again, rules for thee, but not for me. We warned you about this when we showed you time and time and time again. Liberal Democrats at parties, at functions, at restaurants, at ball games, no mask. At big gala buffets where literally they were being served. And you see hundreds of them at tables. Not one of them has a mask, but every one of their waiters and waitresses do. Because you're the lowly. You wait on us. You wear the mask. We are the elite. We don't have to wear masks. That's for the common folk. That was your first clue, folks. They think they're above you. They want two classes in this country, the ruling class and the serfs, and they want you to be the serfs. You will do as we say. We'll throw you a few crusts of bread. You'll bark like a seal looking for a fish. You'll go back in your hovel, and you'll sit there. And when election time comes, you will do the right thing, or you won't get that fish. And I just keep thinking back to those guys on that street saying, Donald Trump's going to take away the free money. And I realize these are people who honestly think there is such a thing as free money. They think that money just comes from nowhere at all. They think the government just has wads and wads and wads of money. That's your money. It may be free to them, but it's not free. Somebody's working to earn that money. And when people finally get fed up and say, I am not going to bust my ass to work to pay off somebody else's student loans, I am not going to bust my ass so somebody else can sit home, where's the money coming from? Where's it coming from? The fascists are here, all right, but it's not the MAGA movement. The MAGA movement was looking out to do one thing, to make everyone in America a little bit better off. Now, it's almost impossible to do. You're always going to find people who say, well, my food stamps got reduced because I'm an able-bodied person who can work. Yeah. Well, I don't know what to tell you. Free ride's over. You've got the opportunity to go out there and earn a living. Do it. Jobs were opening up. Things were great. Everything was good. But you had the people who were addicted to free life. You had the people out there who said, I don't want to work. I want to stay home. I'll miss my TV shows. And they said, I'm voting the other way. I don't care. It's all about me. I don't give a damn. I don't care if the world crumbles. Just get that check in the mail. This is bad, folks. And now you see what the President of the United States of America, a man who claims to have gotten more votes than any president in history, apparently thinks about 80 million people. I don't respect you, and I think you're semi-fascists because you love the country, and you want independence from big government, and you want the people to actually succeed on their own without the government's thumb. It's tragic. It's tragic that people are going to go in that voting booth, and the first thing they're going to think about is, well, how do I vote to keep getting my free money? But that's what a lot of people do. That's who the Democrats rely on. It's exactly who they rely on. So while they're hiring so many IRS agents that it supersedes the amount of CIA agents, FBI agents, and Border Patrol agents combined, they're trying to convince you, we're not coming after your money. Well, what's all these extra IRS agents for? You think they're going to come after multi-billion dollar corporations who have big, big, big lawyers who can just tie them up in court for 10 years and say, well, at the end of this 10-year investigation, you do owe $10 million. I know it cost us $50 million in court fees and lawyers' fees, so we're out $40 million, but hey, we got that 10. They're not going to do that. They're coming after you. They're coming after mom and pop. This is another way to shut down the independent businessman because they don't want you. You're a threat to them. Don't you see that? If you're not working for the man, you're a threat to them. They do not want you to succeed on your own in this country because your next door neighbor might say, hey, so-and-so opened up a mom and pop shop. He's doing all right. Maybe I'll do it. And then the next thing you know, entrepreneurship becomes addictive. And you say, hey, I can open up my coffee shop. I can open up my bookstore. And I can succeed in this country. Donald Trump wanted you to have that dream. Joe Biden wants to take it away. Work for Amazon. Work for big corporations. Work for Google, whoever you're going to work for. Or don't work at all. We don't need your small businesses here. You're unwelcome. And if we have to send IRS agents to close them down, You bet we will. Just like we'll send FBI agents to make sure that anybody who wants to run for president that we think might pose a threat to overpowering us in the votes, we'll shut them down too. We will maintain power by any means necessary. The ultimate definition of fascism. And yet they will stare you in the eye and say, you're the fascist. Don't fall for it, folks. The wolves are at the door. And they may be dressed in sheep's clothing, but they're still the wolves.
I'm gonna go on it.